KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies in Atlantic, 47 degrees, looking for to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a chance of scattered light rain and a high around 60, winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Cass County Libraries Association has been accepted as a local affiliate for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Atlantic Public Library Director Michelle Anderson said the Dollywood Foundation covers the overhead costs of the program, while local affiliates raise funds to pay for books sent to participants in their coverage area.
Her foundation saw that, especially in their local area where the foundation is located in Tennessee, that families needed more support in getting their kids ready for school and keeping them in school. And so they did a couple different things before they settled on this Imagination Library. The Imagination Library, participants get a book mailed to them every month from birth till their fifth birthday month.
She said the books are always high quality and age appropriate, and there are some excellent titles.
And it just helps develop an awareness of literacy, helps develop that special time of spending time together reading, and all of those things go into making sure that child is ready to enter kindergarten and learn.
Anderson said the Cass County Libraries Association has been looking for a countywide project. Community members and others in the area would be willing to support. As an accepted affiliate of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, their job now, she says, is to raise money to send the books.
We've already worked with our regional representative from the Imagination Library, and we've kind of got a pretty good idea of how much we can expect to be spending annually on sending books to the kids who are the right ages to participate in this.
The association is accepting donations to fund the start of the program. It only costs $25 to send one child a book every month for a year. There is an added incentive for you to donate, according to Anderson.
We do have a local community member who says she'll match dollar for dollar the first $1,000 we raise. So if we can raise $1,000 countywide, I've got someone I can call and I can say I'm ready for your $1,000 check.
The association is also reaching out to businesses and community organizations who are known for supporting local initiatives of this type, as well as literacy and education initiatives. Any size donation is appreciated, and you can sponsor a month and be recognized on the mailing label. You can make your donation at any of the Cass County libraries. For more information, you can call Michelle Anderson at 712-243-5466, extension 3, or your local librarian. Additional information about the Imagination Library can be found through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The last four finalists for the University of Iowa president held an open forum on campus Thursday. Daniel Clay is the current U of I Dean of the College of Education, and he opened by talking about how his dad made it to 10th grade and his mom left high school after they got married.
They didn't have the knowledge, they didn't have the money to know about college. But higher ed changed the trajectory of my life and of my entire extended family.
Clay was asked about his leadership style.
I currently have excellent relationships with people in the business community, in state and local government leadership, with our students. I plan to be present. I plan to be available. Always. That's one. Two, I think I would like to have the opportunity to travel around our state more, to share more directly with all Iowans the value our university brings to our state.
He was asked about how he would handle free speech on campus.
I think it's important to recognize that sometimes free speech means that we hear things that hurt us, we hear things that we disagree, we hear things that we know traumatize others, but we simply cannot shout people down and shut them down if we disagree.
Clay was also asked about being an on-campus candidate for the job.
I think the biggest challenge for me would be to assume that I know because I've been here. I think the most important thing for any president is to spend the first 100 days or so listening, and not listening for you to stop talking so I can tell you my story, but listening to learn.
Clay will continue meeting with groups on campus today. The Board of Regents plans to meet April 29th and 30th at the University of Iowa to hear from the search committee and interview the finalists, with a selection of the next president slated for April 30th. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests at around 9:10 a.m. on Thursday. Deputies arrested 41-year-old David Daniel Wells of Red Oak on a warrant for violation of probation. And at around 8:30 a.m. Wednesday, 26-year-old Sean Cody Lee Anderson of Emerson turned himself into the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Anderson was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of interference with official acts. His cash bond was set at $2,000. The cash bond for Wells was set at $10,000. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.